You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Because we knew its path, we were able to protect sensitive sites against collection.
And the idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace is, it's not a major breach.
The Chinese spy balloon that flew across the U.S. back in February was able to gather intelligence from several military sites.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
If I were the DA, I would certainly not handcuff him. I would make sure that booking photo is not released. He would turn it into T-shirts and...
They're printing the T-shirts.
Maybe some rabble-rousers. Control yourselves. We are the safest large city in America because we respect the rule of law in New York City.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It is the eve of the holiest of high holy holidays in the Church of Trump Derangement Syndrome. Mugshot Day.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
I wonder if they're going to release the mugshot. They have to release the mugshot. Just like Bragg had to indict Donald Trump, he's going to have to release the mugshot. There's no doubt about that. So it's going to be a strange time, certainly, and we'll be talking about it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number, and we will be joined in the second hour by Caroline Leavitt, former candidate for Congress in New Hampshire. And she's a fill-in host now for Howie Carr Show and for the Grace Curley Show, and she works for us on the side and other capacities for the network. And she just signed on, though, to become the spokeswoman for Donald Trump's campaign super PAC, MAGAPAC.com, MAGAPAC.com. She's heading down to New York to be the spokeswoman for the campaign tomorrow. And I guess if they do impose a gag order, she'll be doing most of the speaking because the lawyers won't be doing the speaking and Trump won't be doing the speaking. I can't imagine, though, that they're going to have a gag. But, you know, there are many things that have happened over the last few years that I did say I can't imagine this is going to happen. And it happened. So we'll talk more with Caroline about that in about an hour. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This is just insane what has been going on in New York City with this guy, Alvin Bragg, the district attorney. I don't know if you've seen the stories over the weekend. On Saturday morning, I just want to show you what he's really interested in, and as a George Soros district attorney, his Soros's son and his daughter-in-law contributed directly to him. He set up this. He has a PAC that he contributed $1 million to, that then gave the money to Alvin Bragg when he ran for the open seat vacated by Cyrus Vance Jr., who took a look at this and said, "I'm not touching this one," and Alvin Bragg said the same thing about it. But so on Saturday morning, there was a garage on the west side on West 31st Street, and one of the security worker in the garage, because there've been a lot of break-ins, that hired someone, sees some guy that's going up and down the lanes of the garage checking out the cars to see if any doors are unlocked. So he collars the guy and takes him outside and says, "What's in your bag?" And the thug pulls out a gun and shoots the security guard twice. shoots the security guard. He's high. He's not just some parking attendant. That's what they called him in the first stories. He's hired to protect the garage. And the thug shoots the security guard twice. And then the security guard wrestles the gun away from the thug and shoots him in the chest. And so the two shots, he winged his ear. I mean, think about that. Think how close it was to going into his brain, right? And then he got wounded, I think, in the shoulder or something. But he shot the thug in the chest. So you want to know what Alvin Bragg's first thought was? I'll read you the headline from the New York Post from yesterday, from the Sunday Post. Manhattan garage worker charged with attempted murder after shooting thief. Again, the thief who had shot him twice. The thief who had shot him twice. And a family friend of the victim said, "That's self-defense. That guy tried to rob his business. He's there for security. That's literally his job, to defend the business. He takes his job seriously." They asked someone who knows the guy who works across the street on the west side, "You're kidding. This is an April Fool's joke, right? How can a hardworking man get arrested for defending himself?" So then the follow-up story yesterday afternoon. There's a picture of him in his hospital bed. I think the owner of the garage went and visited him, and he's got all the wires attached to him, and he's recovering from his two gunshot wounds. He's handcuffed to the bed by Bragg's cops for defending himself. This is from the New York Post. The Manhattan parking garage worker who was initially hit with an attempted murder rap for shooting an armed would-be thief wept as he lay handcuffed in his hospital bed Sunday, stunned at his fate. "I got bullets in me and I'm chained to a hospital bed, but I didn't do anything wrong." Musa Diara, 57, lamented. Diara was initially charged by cops in the case, including criminal possession of a weapon, for having Rhodey's gun at one point. The guy's shooting him with the gun. He grabs the gun, and they charge him with the illegal possession of a gun. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office yesterday, Sunday, dropped the wraps. Rhodey, that's the hood, still faces charges, including attempted murder. Before Diara was cleared, he looked absolutely crestfallen in a photo at Bellevue Hospital obtained by the Post. So this is what the guy's about. This is what this district attorney is about. And this is like this guy Jose Alba. He worked uptown in a bodega. He's a Dominican. He's back in the Dominican Republic now. He was charged with murder by Bragg after a fatal July 1st confrontation in his store with an angry ex-con customer who came behind his counter and accosted him. And he tried to stab him, and his girlfriend did stab this guy, Jose Alba, who was even older than Mosa Diara. And they locked up this guy, Jose Alba, who was defending himself when he stabbed the thug to death with his own knife. They locked him up on Rikers Island for 6 days before they dropped the charges. This is what this DA is all about. I mean, and there's stories all over the internet. I could read the stories for an hour about all the perps that he's let walk free after committing these atrocious crimes. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This is a travesty that the Donald Trump has been indicted here, and he's moved out to these huge leads in the polls. Yeah, I'll read you some of the leads. He in some of these polls just two three weeks ago he was running neck and neck with DeSantis, or he was behind DeSantis. Now he's got double the votes of DeSantis, and others are hanging. Haley's the only one who's like even within hailing distance, and she's not really within hailing distance. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. As I said in my column yesterday, tomorrow when they release this mugshot, assuming they do, and I think they will, within moments, all of those Ukrainian flags are going to disappear from every social media avatar site of every man bun in America is going to dump the blue and gold Ukrainian flag and put in the mugshot of Donald J. Trump. But you know they don't. I don't think they understand. I think David Axelrod understands. He used to be a reporter for the Chicago Tribune and worked for Obama. He said this. Donald Trump is going to use this picture the way they used the Che Guevara picture after he was quote unquote martyred. A virulently anti-black racist, by the way, Che Guevara, but now he's a saint. He's a saint. He's a saint of the left. But you know this picture is going to be on a lot of T-shirts, a lot of coffee mugs. A lot of everything. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Thanks to President Joe Biden's volatile economy, the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed and sparked the domino effect of big bank failures. It is no coincidence that Signature and Silvergate, both cryptocurrency banks, were the next to fall. We know electric money is not secure. With Biden's frantic dash to implement Fedcoin into the financial system, Americans are complaining, and they're also racing to protect their money in gold. Heed the cryptocurrency bank failures as a warning. Don't chance your retirement on the volatility of Biden's digital dollar. Call Monetary Gold to receive our free guide, Fedcoin, a privacy threat, at 800-267-6500. Even in the Democrats' catastrophic economy of bank collapses, one thing is certain. Gold is here to stay. Call now and protect your hard-earned money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, does Governor Ron DeSantis still have a chance to win the GOP nomination? Yes, no, or don't forget, Governor Chris Sununu, he says he's got a lane on the left.
I'm going to say, you know, things have changed very quickly in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm saying it's not over. Things can still change again. Yes, he's still got a chance.
49% say yes, 50% say no.
And apparently Chris Sununu or one of his people got in and voted once in the first 100 votes. 1% for Sununu? Or 0%? Okay, 1% for Sununu. I'm guessing it wasn't Caroline Leavitt. We'll be talking to her later on. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Howie. Big fan. I believe New York has a prohibition against releasing mugshots. I could be wrong. It'd be worth looking into. But I think one of the only exceptions would be for legitimate law enforcement purposes.
I don't know about that, but you know, John, there could always be a leak. You know,
right? Yeah, I fully expect it, but that would kind of blow their angle of being above board. And
yeah, I don't think I don't even think the congregants in the Church of Trump Derangement Syndrome think that they're above board.
We'd know the Trump mugshot leaker before we know the SCOTUS leaker.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, that we will never know the SCOTUS leaker. We will never know who painted the anti-gay slurs at MIT. Who defaced the portraits of the black professors at Harvard Law School? Who sent the racist emails at UMass? It's funny how that works, isn't it? That these in all of these investigations of woke anti-woke, supposedly anti-woke crimes are always leave the investigators totally baffled. Justin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justin.
Howie, I have a question, all right? I'm like, if we can't talk in front of the judges and the lawyers, like, what is Trump supposed to do? He can't talk in the courtroom now tomorrow? Is like, he can't say, like, well, the Democrats...
No, he could talk in the courtroom. He won't be allowed to talk outside the courtroom. I just can't imagine it's going to happen. I mean, usually they put a gag order in so that the prosecutor can't do what they always do to Trump, which is leak stuff that turns out to be not true, like that he has nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago. Which, by the way, there was a follow-up on that, this huge, huge story. And at the very end, they mentioned that some of the documents that the feds had been looking for had the same codes as nuclear secrets. So that's kind of their way to correct and clarify the bogus stories that they did. But I don't know. I mean, I just can't imagine it. I mean, again, to repeat myself, I can't imagine them telling the defendant he can't speak. I mean, usually the defendant gets into trouble when he's speaking, on the steps of the courthouse afterwards or giving TV interviews that can be taped and brought in and played back for the jury. I think that they would be, if it's on the level, they would not try to impose a gag order for any number of reasons. But if they're just trying to cripple his campaign, then this is what they would do. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, first, I'm not suicidal, but George Soros is destroying our country. One man can make a difference if he has an unlimited amount of money to bribe people, to groom people.
Bribe, groom, those are illegal actions. I mean, all he has to do is give enough money to a district attorney's race and twist the results around. I guess at one point he had 70 district attorneys elected in the U.S. Now I think he lost about 10 or 12 of them last year, but again, he picks up some, like in Cumberland County, Maine. You know, so he may lose one or two here in bigger counties, but he picks them up in smaller counties. And you could do if you're just letting criminals go, it's going to adversely affect the life of that community, no matter whether there's 50,000 or a half a million people living in it. Here's something. Specifically, New York's mugshot law allows the release of mugshots to the public and news organization when it serves a particular purpose. Yeah, I don't. I think they release mugshots. There was a story yesterday about this gang that has been targeting people at the hip nightclubs, especially gay nightclubs, but not just gay nightclubs in New York City, and they get people to leave with them. And then they take them up and give them roofies and knock them out. And then they use the facial recognition on to get their cards and steal the money. And a couple of people have died. And they just released all the mugshots of all the gang, of all the people that were in the gang. They've arrested one, but they're still looking for several others. And they had their mugshots and a nice group of guys they looked like, too. Trump Force One is wheels down at LaGuardia. He's going to have to make the run over to Manhattan. And his back will be all out of step going over all the potholes and the bumps. He used to like to talk in 2016. It's like being in the third world. It is indeed. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Someone said, 201 says, Trump doesn't, now that he's the president, or was the president, he's not going to be driving to Manhattan. He'll be taking the helicopter to the heliport on the west side, and then they'll take him cross town to Trump Tower. I wouldn't say this is a good day for a walk down Fifth Avenue. Not near Trump Tower, anyway. 844-500-4242. So much to talk about here today. We've got another great illegal alien crime in Manhattan. Speaking of District Attorney Bragg, and we've also got AOC has apparently got her own Pierre Delecto Twitter account, which is pretty amazing, actually. The horrible things, the misogynist slur that she made against libs of TikTok. Did you see that, Grace?
I did. I wasn't sure if it was confirmed or not. Was it her? Do we know that was her burner account?
It certainly appears to be. I think that's the way it's going to play out. All evidence, unless it was Joy Reid's time-traveling hacker that got into her account. It's probably her account.
That time-traveling hacker has been off duty for a long time. That was like one big, you know, when a criminal does one big giant heist and they never go back? That was it.
You like D.B. Cooper?
Yeah, one and done.
Of course, D.B. Cooper, we don't think his parachute opened. That's why he was a one and done in more ways than one, apparently.
Howie, anyway. Trump has arrived in New York City. The plane has landed. The Eagle has landed.
Yes.
Fox has live footage of it. I mean, this is great. The news networks are just loving this because it just gives them 24/7, you know, video.
This is huge. Huge.
It is, you know, I don't want to say entertaining, but it is interesting to watch, you know, the him leave Mar-a-Lago and then get to the plane and then the plane lands. Like, I've been watching it all day and I haven't really, hasn't bothered me.
Yeah, this could even, I mean, this conceivably could get CNN above Nick at Night.
I don't know. You know, their last ratings, I thought the month of March they were going to do well because I thought they were going to get the Trump bump, you know, and all this started all breaking towards the end of March and it didn't help. They actually had, I think, worse ratings. So I don't know if even Orange Man Bad can save them at this point. They might be hopeless.
Yes. So what do you got for news, Grace?
Well, hi, there's a lot of news out there. I wanted to start with a report out that Joe Biden could hold off on his 2024 announcement until the fall. This is from Axios. President Biden's advisors and close allies don't expect him to announce a
good move. Good move, whoever's calling the shots.
Don't expect him to announce a run for re-election anytime soon, and some now believe it could come as late as July or perhaps even the fall.
Yeah, he can't run. I'm sorry, he can't run, I don't think.
But what kind of position is he putting his party in to delay and delay and delay? And Howie, when you're delaying that long, you're stopping other people from kind of, you know, getting ready and getting their ducks in a row. And I know a lot of people probably do it either way, you know, regardless of whether or not he announces. I'm sure Gavin Newsom and other people have plenty of plans in place. But I don't know. I just think for his party, if I were a Democrat, I'd be kind of saying, can you just...
What does he care? He's Joe Biden. He's a narcissist. And now he's a senile narcissist.
Yes, that's a deadly...
He's not making the call.
Deadly combination. Senile narcissist. Well,
it's like being corrupt and incompetent at the same time, which he also is, both of them.
Yeah, or remember Hillary Clinton? It's like corrupt and unlikable. I always thought, at least with a lot of villains, there's a likability. You know, there's a charisma factor, you know, where...
Right. Her husband was corrupt, but he had a slight bit of charisma.
Yeah, he could play... What could he play, Howie? The saxophone?
Yes, the saxophone. Yes.
Hillary can't even order a burrito at Chipotle. She's just got none of that flair. Well, James Comer is saying that four Biden family business associates are cooperating with the investigation into Joe Biden. And Howie, one thing I wanted to ask you about is there's been some talk now. I know Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch was saying something along these lines, that now that Democrats have gone down this path and kind of opened Pandora's box, that there could be a lot more indictments for Democrats going forward. But a lot of my listeners say, no, Grace, Republicans don't ever play tough. You know, they won't play tit for tat. They'll just let it go.
I think they're going to have to. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, that guy in Missouri. He's a pretty tough guy, the attorney general there. And it's a red state. But I mean, what do the Biden, who can the Biden shake down in Missouri? Let's be honest about it. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, not even, you know, Dylan Mulvaney, you know, he's now the spokesman for Bud Light. But Bud Light is no longer, I mean, Anheuser-Busch is no longer in St. Louis. It's owned by some Brazilian company, isn't it?
If you're going to say Missouri, you should say it like Joe Biden.
Missouri.
Comer is investigating Joe Biden and the Biden family for 9 violations, including money laundering and wire fraud. The probe has encompassed subpoenaing bank records and demanding cooperation from family business associates. This is what Comer told Fox Business. We are in communication with 4 former Biden family business associates. They are cooperating with our investigation, and I will tell you, it's very concerning.
Yeah, I see. The thing is, I think there's a lot of reasons for Biden to pull out. I mean, just the whole overall. Did you see what's going on with the oil prices today? By the way,
yeah, they're saying that everything's going to be very expensive this summer.
Yeah, it's going to be like last summer,
right?
And you know, OPEC is going to put it to them now. China negotiated an armistice of sorts between Saudi Arabia and Iran, you know, and now China has got a deal with Brazil, the biggest country in South America, obviously, and you know, they're just they're expanding and taking advantage of the other chaos and incompetence. And as you said on your show, what does the Biden administration do? They want to ban all incandescent light bulbs. That'll show the Chinese.
Howie, the reason why all these other countries are making these kind of moves is because they know that America is back. This is what happens when a respected leader is back on the world stage. You know, this is when you start to try to make these kind of moves.
I just I think that, you know, they got to get Biden and Kamala both off the stage and try to salvage something.
Well, Howie, the Wall Street Journal reporter who was detained in Russia, he's a U.S. national. I saw a headline today, a chyron on Fox, like, oh, Blinken demands that Russia release Wall Street Journal reporter. And I'm thinking, yeah. As much as the media, and they all like to pretend, oh, Joe's got everything handled and everybody respects Joe, and, you know, Joe walked through Kyiv with the sirens blaring, you think that when you're detained in a Russian prison as a journalist that you're not sitting there going, geez, Louise, relying on Anthony Spotify Blinken and Joe Ice Cream Biden to get me out?
Think about other things Anthony Blinken has demanded in his life. Give me back my lunch money. Stop giving me that wedgie. That's my lunch in that bag that you're stomping on. He's not exactly a figure of great stature.
And nobody is on
the world stage or in a bar room. I mean, this is the kind of guy that gets pushed around through his entire life. And he's working for a guy who's corrupt and senile.
Yeah. No, you're right. Hey, Howie, one other story I wanted to get to. So Representative Dan Crenshaw from Texas was on CNN, and he's being interviewed by Dana Bash, and they were talking about the shooting in Nashville that occurred earlier last week and what could be done to prevent these things from going forward. And of course, Dana Bash wants to set it up like, oh, Republicans are just okay with children being killed and, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. And that's, and trying to present that as if that is the GOP stance. And Dan Crenshaw brought up the idea that we could arm these schools and have security guards outside. And she tried, and I had Matt pull this sound for you. She tried to use kind of the same logic as Jamal Bowman, like, oh, so the answer is more guns. And Crenshaw was able to really put her right back in her place. Can I have cut 19, please?
So the answer is more guns.
No, the answer is armed guards. No, the answer is armed guards, right? Armed guards, yes, more guns. The kind of guns that protect the president, that protect you all at CNN, is it easy to get into your headquarters at CNN? Absolutely not. There's armed guards there. Yeah. There's single points of entry.
It's so true. It's like everyone wants to dismiss this idea, Howie, of armed guards. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. All the people who are dismissing it, Jamal Bowman, Dana Bash, they all have armed security.
Right. And you know, your guest, one of your guests this afternoon was talking about his kids go to a Jewish school and they have armed security. Where I am in Palm Beach, there's a synagogue nearby. I walk by it every Saturday, and there are cops. They have a cop there.
Yep.
And they have since the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting, they've had a cop there. And you know, I think it's a good move. It's a deterrence.
Absolutely.
Know?
No, I totally agree. One more thing, Howie. I know you're going to go to AOC a little bit later for the Pierre Delecto. She will not say no to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand primary challenge in 2024. So this has been talked about for quite some time.
What?
AOC's not ruling out a Democratic primary campaign against Senator Kirsten Gillibrand next year.
Oh, I was thinking of Sinema. I was saying, she's going to move to Arizona?
No. But
I wouldn't put that past her, by the way, if she thought she could do it. Okay, Gillibrand.
I know your
okay.
dream is for her to take on Chuck Schumer, but I think that this is probably
that
more
likely.
That
was my dream. It's over now, though. That dream's over.
But hey, this is still up in the air.
That would be good.
It would be.
Or what's her Pierre Delecto handle? It's, what is it here? Let me see. I got it in front of me somewhere.
I didn't know that story was true. I'll have to do a little digging on that for tomorrow.
Zaza Smoka.
Ooh, I think I like Pierre Delecto better. Rolls off the tongue a little bit more. Hey, Howie, I'll be back a little bit later for Hate Mail Monday on a Monday.
All right. Thank you. 844-500-4242. 917. Who's a bigger bleep bleep, John Sununu or Asa Hutchinson? That's above my pay grade, as Barack Obama used to say. Can you imagine that, though? This is Governor Asa Hutchinson. Jonathan Carl, I'd like to announce on your show that I'm running for president. I think we're booked for this week, Governor. I'll put out a tweet on it if you want. what's your handle? That's what I would have said if it had been me that got the call. Wow, big news. Ace is running. Severe winter weather storms are hitting across the U.S. right now. Are you prepared? We think of food, water, keeping warm, and so on. But what about an emergency medical supply? That's why I have the Jace case from Jace Medical. I'm holding it up right now on the social media and the Rumble cam, etc. I have peace of mind knowing I have access to life-saving medications in an emergency. Jace Medical is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get a prescription. Life-saving medications are delivered right to your door at a fraction of the regular cost. The Jace case from Jace Medical is a pack of 5 different antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, pneumonia, and more. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. You'll be glad to have the Jace case. Go to jacemedical.com and enter code Howie at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Howie at jasemedical.com, jasemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves.
Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
912 says there's an armed officer at my Catholic church every Saturday. Yeah, I think Catholic churches have some too. I mean, Catholic churches need them more after midnight when they're going to just be attacked by Jane's Revenge or something. How many Catholic churches have they wrecked or tried to wreck or vandalized or tried to burn down since the SCOTUS decision last year? About 200, I believe.
My church has armed security.
Really?
Yeah, you're dumb if you don't have an armed guard somewhere.
You go to a Protestant church, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, we've
got a cop detail and armed security, private armed security.
Wow.
And our pastor said, we'll shoot back this past week. If they come in shooting, we're shooting back.
I have a lot of houses of worship in my neighborhood. I could also walk past the church where Donald Trump was married. No, I don't. I've never seen an armed guard there on a Sunday morning either. Bethesda by the sea, it's called. 844-500-4242. But you know, again, that's you. This is the world we live in, unfortunately. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. You know what troubles me a lot? When I was growing up, we didn't have school shootings. It's society that's the problem, not guns. And
right.
Something I read, Catholic schools haven't had any school shootings. What do you make of that?
You know, you're right. I don't think there have been any school shootings. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that, but that's a really good point, Diane. I'd never considered that.
Yeah, well, they're doing something right. Maybe we should follow
suit. Yes, they must be, indeed. Thanks for the call, Diane. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Hold on.
Okay, Mark's gone. Okay, President Trump has put out a couple of voicemails this afternoon, and you know, again, he sends them out on Truth Social to most people. But when he was flying north from PBI to LaGuardia, he phoned them in to the Howie Carr Radio Network, and here they are.
When will they be looking at the Biden documents? Many of which were brought to Chinatown and then sent to Boston. Is this why China paid him and Hunter millions of dollars? What about the classified docs laying on the floor of his unsecured garage with the Corvette? Or at Penn? Or the, get this, 1,850 boxes in Delaware that they refused to give up? I followed the Presidential Records Act. He didn't. He obstructed. I didn't. Trump-hating prosecutor Jack Smith, a lunatic, should get Biden.
Well, did he say anything that wasn't true? He may have, you know, added something with the Chinatown reference, but you get what he meant, right? Okay, he followed it up with this.
Biden and his people knew all about the radical left, Soros-backed DA, Bragg, going after Trump. They pushed the racist DA, which wasn't difficult, even putting a top Democrat DOJ official, Matthew Colangelo, into Bragg's office, who even signed subpoenas to push this witch hunt forward. The fake news refuses to report this, but now everyone knows. Election interference.
Bill Maher, I'm not even going to repeat it. I put it on Howie's homework, the story about what Bill Maher said on Friday night about what they're doing over at MSNBC in anticipation of the mugshot being released. It's rather rude and crude, but you know what? I bet there's an element of, think Jeffrey Toobin. Trump is driving, so I was originally right, and then I was corrected by somebody. He's driving. And we're in a third world country here. They won't fix these roads. I'm Howie Carr.